Hanukkah celebrates the miraculous victories the God of Israel gave to the faithful remnant of Israel who are fighting vastly superior wicked forces. Because of those miraculous victories, we were able to capture again Jerusalem, our capital, and the temple. The temple was so important to the chosen people because it was the only place on earth where God-ordained sacrifices could be offered. Sacrifices made atonement, forgiveness, reconciliation with God possible. Jerusalem had been captured by our enemies. The temple had been desecrated. Statue of Zeus set up in the temple. Pigs sacrificed in the temple. This removed the sacredness, the holiness, the set apart for godness of the temple. With God's help, after several years of fighting, we recaptured Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, dedicated it, so that once again it could be used to serve the one true and living God who created us, saves a chosen remnant of human beings, and gives them eternal life. The story of Hanukkah is interesting, true history. But is it anything more than just ancient history? And the answer is yes. Because each one of us is a temple. Rabbi Paul asked the people of Messiah's community in Corinth, "Don't you know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" You are a temple of God. Like God's presence was manifested in the temple in Jerusalem, God's Spirit lives in us, but in a much greater way. Since we are made in the image of God, we have a much greater capacity to be lived in by God than a building made of wood and stone and metal. We are temples, containers, receptacles, vessels for the living God to live in. So, like the Jerusalem temple, we too must be dedicated to the living God. What is dedication? Dedication is a high level of commitment to a person, a thing, an idea. That person, that thing, that idea becomes one of our very highest priorities. That's dedication. When it comes to God, dedication means that God is not just one of our highest priorities. He is our highest priority. He comes before everyone and everything. The Lord is a jealous God. He will not tolerate anyone or anything that competes for our dedication. Anything we are committed to more than Him is like Zeus in the temple in Jerusalem, a false god, an idol that desecrates the temple, defiles it, dirties it, makes it unclean, that must be removed. What are those competitors? Well, other gods. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. In parts of the world today, people literally worship many other gods. Not here in the West. In our now secular West, we have other gods, but our other gods are ideologies, ideas like atheism and socialism. Our other gods are agendas to promote sexual perversions and go green to prevent climate change. For some people, that is their God. That is what they serve. Other gods. Another false god, idol, competitor to the true God, money. Messiah said, "No one can serve two masters. You will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." So, which one do you love and serve and are devoted to? God or money? Another false god, idol, competitor, the world. Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of God the Father in you. The world offers independence from God, wealth, acceptance, fame, power. That's what the world is and what it represents and what it offers. Independence from God, wealth, acceptance, fame, power. And then there is loving God. So, which one do you love? God or this world? Another competitor, a comfortable life. That's a dangerous competitor. Messiah said, "Whoever does not take his cross and follow me," do you think you're included in that? "Whoever does not take his cross," cross, ouch, painful, horrible, leading towards a horrible death. "Whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life, pursues a comfortable, easy, good, nice life in this world, whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." There's nothing wrong with having a comfortable life, provided we are committed to courageously following Yeshua and being willing to suffer for him if we are called upon to suffer. Is that you? Another false god, idol, competitor, family. Yeshua said, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me. God has designed us to be part of a family. God has designed us to love our family. However, the creator-creature relationship is the most important relationship there is. Even more important than our relationship to our family. If it's a choice between God and family, God must come first. We must choose God. The Lord said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you." Of course, great Abraham, faithful Abraham, chose God before his beloved son Isaac. So, which one are you more devoted to, more dedicated to, God or family? One more false god, idol, competitor. Giving into sin so that we serve it and not God. "Do not let sin control the way you live," Rabbi Paul wrote to Messiah's community in Rome. "Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. Sin is no longer your master." So you can have the Lord as your master, or you can have giving in to sin and serving sin as your master. So who's your master? Who are you truly serving? The Lord or sin? How do we know if we are dedicated to something? Well, we think about it a lot. When you're dedicated to something, you are thinking about it all the time. We're dedicated to something if we're convinced that it's very important, very beneficial. And so, because we think it's very important and very beneficial, we tell others about it. We try to get others involved in what we are dedicated to. It's only natural. We sacrifice time, treasure, and effort to the thing we are dedicated to. How do we know we are dedicated to God? Well, we've eliminated the other false god, idol, competitors. We're not serving other gods. We are not serving sin. We're not enslaved to sinful things and practices. We don't love money, acceptance, fame, power, family, or a comfortable life more than we love God. We think about God a lot. We're convinced he's very important and very beneficial. And so naturally, we tell others about him. We try to get others involved with him. We sacrifice our time and our treasure to serve God. We use our talents to serve God. This is how we know if we are truly dedicated to God. What does dedication look like in a human being? It looks just like Yeshua. He was always dedicated to God, completely dedicated to God, perfectly dedicated to God. He loved God, served his Father, obeyed him. He always did the will of his Father. He always did what God wanted him to do. And what did God want Yeshua to do? Holy living. God-honoring living. Nurturing his relationship with his Father. Learning the Word of God and teaching it to others. Helping people around him. Proclaiming the good news to everyone he could. Building Messiah's community. That's what a life that is perfectly dedicated to God looks like. And that's what God wants from us this Hanukkah. But not just this Hanukkah. He wants us to be dedicated to him, temples dedicated to him throughout the year. One final thought. The more we sow Hanukkah, dedication, the greater the reward we will reap in this life and in the life to come. Amen. Yeah.